When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Jamie, why are we here?
We're here because my dad's written a porno.
Your dad's written a porno?
Erotic literature.
Why?
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
A 6 and a 9 are the shape of a naked lady.
Belinda undid her cravat.
Oh my God, sexy.
He slowly unbuttoned the remaining buttons on Belinda's shirt and let her full oval breasts fall out.
Oval. Oval.
Oval.
Oval.
Hello and welcome back to My Dad Wrote a Porno. We're here with James and Alice again. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So, chapter 11.
Chapter 11. And this had a brilliant title, if I recall, from last week.
Did it does. It does, yeah. The chapter title is Sunday Night, 11:55 p.m.
Okay, our first issue should be, isn't it Saturday night?
We left them on Saturday night. Unless they've skipped ahead of date.
I assume events are just rolling on. Yeah, unless we've gone into the next day, it should say Saturday night.
We shouldn't make any assumptions. Maybe there's been a passage of time.
This is true. Are we ready?
Born ready.
Ready.
Belinda blinked. Chapter 11. Sunday night, 11:55 p.m. Belinda groaned more loudly.
So it's definitely still Saturday night.
Unless they've been sat on the sofa for a whole 24 hours.
You guys, Belinda's stamina is not to be called into question. It could quite possibly be Sunday night.
Belinda groaned more loudly. Peter, that's so good. Would you mind removing my riding jacket and shirt? Peter was already feeling randy, and he promptly stripped Belinda of her upper garments.
In the foyer of the hotel.
With the CCTV... right on them.
Oh, yeah, the red blinking light.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, is he feeling someone up called Randy? Because it wouldn't surprise me that a new character has entered without Rocky mentioning it.
Is that the name of the youngish man?
Is it Bella's new name?
He promptly stripped Belinda of her upper garments. He folded them neatly and placed the already discarded cravat on top of them on a nearby table.
I love it when they do stuff neatly. It's like chapter one. What a lovely throwback.
What a mood killer. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, let me just fold your clothes for you. Let me just put them neatly on the table. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, your tits.
An upper thigh.
The lobby was very quiet. Sunday night at just about midnight meant the clients
Saturday.
Had all retired to bed.
Every time that gets mentioned, I'm going to correct it, just so you know.
He felt he had free rein to do what he needed to do.
No. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. Not in the lobby.
Massage me, continued Belinda.
Here?
My tits so need a good massage.
They do not. If I recall, they will be black and blue.
They need a good rest and no one to touch them.
Just for at least quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine your breasts for 12 hours.
Peter acquiesced and concentrated his hands on her upper body.
First use of acquiesce.
Oh, get you acquiesced, Rocky.
He is so showing off. It was a firm body with lots of good muscle and superb rock-hard nipples.
Mmm, a muscly upper body on a lady. Yeah. Stop it, you sex bomb.
And also, I feel like that isn't what her body's like. I swear he's always described it as it being really sensual and soft and feminine.
Curvy and...
Yeah, now she's suddenly Paula Radcliffe.
I feel like he's described as well what you'd look for in a like really good cut of beef or something. not in like a potential...
Oh no, she'd be a bit of a tough joint, I think.
Oh, do you think? Mm. Yeah, I suppose muscle is not what you want.
Gristle. He thought to himself, She'll need these nipples if she's going to make the sales she wants.
She'll need these
What does
nipples.
That even mean? Belinda groaned more loudly.
And more loudly than originally, because she was already groaning more loudly.
And also, like, people are in bed. Do you want to keep it down, Belinda?
So initially, like, I imagine a normal groan would be like, but she's louder than that. So she was like, but now she's louder than that. So now she's like,
Peter's just gradually turning up the volume on Belinda.
With her nipples.
That's why she'll need them.
Belinda groaned more loudly and watched the movement of the camera and its blinking red light out of the corner of her eye.
So it's going, like moving round.
Yeah, surely just keep it in one position.
I think it's probably just focused, isn't it? They're still, so why would it be moving?
Peter, strip me. I so need to feel your hand on my clitoris. Handle my cervix hard.
Whoa!
Again, Peter acquiesced and gently pulled down the jodhpurs to the top of Belinda's black leather riding boots. No, Belinda gasped. Everything. Take off my riding boots.
Give him a minute. Exactly, he's getting there.
Sit down, lift your leg up and you can take your boots off. Jesus, Belinda.
Well, do it yourself, lazy mare.
Peter took his hands off her jodhpurs and pulled first at her left boot and then her right boot.
As is tradition.
Too much information. Get to the sex.
With both successfully removed...
Well done. What, does he want a medal?
Also removed.
Shoe surgeon.
With both successfully removed, it only took a second to pull the jodhpurs off Belinda's body.
It took
this
a minute.
This is not an achievement, though. Like, why are we, like, congratulating him for managing to remove someone's clothes?
Well, also, it only took a minute. It took a minute to take off some trousers.
They were skin tight.
I was going to say.
At last, he had her completely naked.
Finally.
Quiet. Jesus.
So she didn't have any underwear on, did she? Because wasn't
Cause she
allowed, and she never does. And then she just stole all the Duchess's clothes.
Right. At last, he had her completely naked, lying in front of him on the hotel lobby leather sofa. I mean, is what he always wanted.
Imagine coming back late and walking into that. I'd be like, oh, sorry, excuse me.
Do you know what time breakfast starts? Yeah, it's really weird, actually. It starts at 17 minutes past six.
Belinda slowly moved her legs apart, showing him her seductive vagina and all the mysteries he was about to again discover.
The mysteries? Well, like he's looking into an abyss. The mysteries of Belinda's vagina.
I feel like that's an ancient Greek book, isn't it?
And also, there are no mysteries left about her vagina. We know everything about her vagina.
We know, and everyone else that she's ever come across knows.
There's not something that's less of an enigma than her vagina. Like, I feel like I know it better than anything.
Oh my God, Belinda's vagina is literally like Home Alone 2. Everybody has seen it.
Oh, poor Belinda. So she's showing him her seductive vagina and all the mysteries he's about to again discover.
She's slowly, like, almost like in slow motion, opening her legs.
Like the Death Star.
Like the second hand on a Swiss watch. Just a smooth motion.
Thunderbird 2. Tracy Island's opening up.
Oh, God, Belinda Island.
Belinda slowly moved her legs apart, showing him her seductive vagina and all the mysteries he was about to again discover.
I like that she's got her seductive vagina on today, not her, like, aggressive vagina or her...
Hungry vagina.
Hungry.
It's usually ravenous.
Pass me my glass of Chardonnay,
Belinda. Why? Where's she going to put it?
Well, Belinda drank it all in one go and calmly poured the remaining few drops over her vagina.
Calmly.
More alcohol on the vagina.
Calmly. What does that even mean? Why would it not be calmly?
Why wouldn't she be calm?
Well, I guess if she's like excited, she could maybe be a bit, you know, hot-headed, but she's really cool and like, she's been here before. She knows her stuff. She rubbed the golden liquid into her soft, tanned flesh and beckoned Peter to taste it. Rough, I think we'll all agree.
It's quite rough.
Move on?
Yeah.
Behind his head, Belinda observed the camera recording the event. I mean, it's hardly an event.
So far, not something that I would pay to see at the cinema, but would potentially rent on DVD. Not, I don't mean I would rent this on DVD.
Sure.
I just mean, like, using that as a metaphor.
You've said it now, it's too late. We've got it recorded.
Peter Rouse was no mean artist when it came to sexual activity, but never before had he been so completely entranced by such a beautiful female.
What does that mean, please?
What, the whole thing?
What's a mean artist?
Yeah, can we break that
like
down?
Like a porn
bits?
Artist, like, kind of like...
When it says he's no mean artist, he's, like, generous, does that mean?
I mean, we could be here for a while. I can see kind of where the genesis of the idea came from.
Whose side are you on?
I honestly don't know.
Well, then you need to worry, because there's a very clear side you should be on.
He had no doubt in his own mind that he had come here to seduce her. But this one was different.
I love that Rocky has this issue with the existential. Like,
yeah.
He had no doubt in his own mind. In his mind.
Could he have met his equal in his sexual symbolic world?
What the hell? Oh.
I call bullshit on this sentence.
I think Rocky had had a few wines by this point, by the time he was came.
Well, clearly.
I think he had sunstroke as well.
Sunstroke. Pissed out of his tree.
He shook his head. No, there was no way this girl was not his equal. What?
What?
There was no way that this girl was not his equal. So they're definitely equals.
That's a double negative, right?
It is a double negative, but I don't think we can start dwelling on those kind of things. Otherwise, we'll never get to the end of this book. But that means that he thinks that she's his equal sexually, right?
In a sexual symbolic world.
In a sexual symbolic world, sure.
She was better than all the others. He had to stick to his plan and attempt to make himself dominant over her.
So they are equal, but he wants to be the dominant one.
But he couldn't do it in a public hotel lobby. Well,
finally! Oh, someone's talking sense.
Thank God Peter's there.
Is Peter a bit of a prude then?
No, he's just a normal person.
He's not a normal person, James, please.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean...
He may be many things.
Those sexual symbols, yeah.
I don't know about the circles you move in, except I do, so I don't know who you've been meeting with of late.
The circles he moves in are you.
That's what I mean.
I do not move in her circle, just to confirm.
But he couldn't do it in a public hotel lobby. He needed a private room away from prying people, and no doubt hidden security cameras.
They're not prying people, to be fair. If you're putting it out there right in front of them, they can't help but see it.
And they're also not hidden security cameras.
I was going to say.
Bright red light on them.
And moving around like Big Brother House.
Do you think they're actually on strings, like darting across the ceiling?
Yeah. Multicam setup. Every angle.
It's a fixed rig show.
Vagina cam.
After 5 or 6 minutes of massaging Belinda's clitoris with his tongue, he tasted...
Hang on, so he was like, God, we really should go to the room. Anyway, cunnilingus, Belinda.
Whatever the lady wants, I guess.
Let's not do anything indecent, but I will massage your clitoris with my tongue, because I think we would all do that in public.
6 more minutes won't hurt.
I was going on this. 5 or 6 minutes, give or take.
After 5 or 6 minutes of massaging Belinda's clitoris with his tongue... He tasted the first orgasm Belinda had that night.
What?
I mean, it wasn't the first one she's had that night. I mean...
Oh, how to break it to him, though. I know that Rocky's got his word of the day, but he's still not learnt the word licking. Massaging with tongue is all he knows.
I'd rather that than licking, though. Licking's quite like an animal licks. Like a dog licks.
The Duchess licks from head to toe, if you recall.
And eats. Eats the nipples.
She literally coated Belinda
an animal,
in saliva and left her do it.
But Belinda just smells of spit.
Breath.
Ooh. Old lady breath.
Oh. I don't know why I do actually think that potentially the Duchess has halitosis.
Definitely. Absolutely definitely.
After 5 or 6 minutes of massaging Belinda's clitoris with his tongue, he tasted the first orgasm Belinda had that night. It was so sweet, yet bitter.
Oh. Some would say opposites.
Sweet and bitter. So it's like a bit of a...
Wait, what? Isn't that a flavour of knick-knack? Oh no, that's nice and spicy.
Belinda tastes like knick-knack.
My God, she's like a Michelin-starred restaurant. As an aphrodisiac, he needed nothing else except complete privacy.
Well, he knows how he can achieve that. Get out of the lobby. How many times?
I mean, literally, get a room. This, like, that phrase could have been used to describe Belinda and Peter Rowell. Belinda was now moaning consistently.
Oh, God. Shut up.
And, like a wounded animal.
Like a wounded animal.
No, that's me.
Oh, man.
She was moaning continuously.
Yeah, like, you know, when next
whale
door's cat's
song.
Locked out. Like,
mating foxes in the garden.
And is she getting louder and louder? Let me hear.
Belinda was now moaning consistently. And Peter, still fully clothed, continued to massage her vagina and breast nipples.
Breast What? Breast nipples?
Breast
nipples. Does that have a trademark sign next to it?
Breast nipples.
Breast nipples?
Breast slash nipples?
No, just breast nipples.
Breast nipples.
Breast nipples.
I don't like that Peter is still fully clothed and Melinda's absolutely stark. Look naked.
Start breast nipple naked. Do you think it's because Peter's thinking, if somebody pops in now, I can just be like, I found this naked girl, and yeah, just shirk any responsibility.
So non-committal.
I saw a man earlier. He was drinking Chardonnay off her.
Belinda was now moaning consistently, and Peter, still fully clothed, continued to massage her vagina and breast nipples, each in their turn, and making sure to never let the sexual pressure he had now so carefully built decline.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
At last, he had had enough.
Oh, what, as in, like, he's mad? Is he like, I've had enough. Get upstairs.
Belinda, I want you. I want all your body with my body. And we need to retire to your room.
These wedding vows. I want all your body with my body. I do wed.
Peter, I thought you'd never ask, replied Belinda.
No, you didn't. She was just happy to do it on the sofa.
Seriously, don't like try and make out that you've wanted to go to the bedroom this whole time.
She's still slowly opening her legs properly. She's in like full splits by now. She didn't want to go upstairs.
Peter, I thought you'd never ask, replied Belinda, winking at the silent camera. They both slowly stood up and realised Belinda was completely naked and Peter was completely dressed.
They realised.
They just, oh my God, Belinda! Was it Adam and Eve?
We must look completely stupid, Peter exclaimed.
I mean, how is this all just dawning on them now?
What a poor assessment of the situation. You don't look stupid. You look like those maniacs that did the hair in the maze.
I love the repetition three times of the word completely. Belinda was completely naked, and Peter was completely dressed. We must look completely stupid, Peter exclaimed.
Completely.
Does he acquiesce in a minute?
No, but Belinda burst out laughing and said, pass me my riding jacket and boots.
And oh, yeah, trousers. Don't cover your vagina.
Exactly.
For goodness sake, get those shoulders covered and those thighs.
She put on the jacket, which neatly covered up her breasts, and then pulled on both leather riding boots, which hid nothing except her lower legs and toes. Very daring, said Peter with a laugh, and collected the unfinished wine in its ice bucket.
How is it daring to expose your vagina when you've exposed your vagina for about 10 minutes?
It's daring to walk
so
up the stairs.
It's daring to now cover up your top and cover up your lower legs. Why are we trying to find logic? Why are we trying to find logic?
Exactly. Can I just go on record? This is the most confusing chapter so far. And that's saying something. You know, we're 11 chapters in and I'm actually getting a headache.
Walking past the reception area, Peter asked Belinda if she would like a nightcap, as well as another bottle of wine. They both decided on brandy, and the youngish man behind reception poured the golden liquid into two impeccable glasses.
Impeccable?
I'm sorry. This man has been there the entire time.
What? No.
He must have been if he's behind reception.
It didn't say they walked to another room to reception. It's basically right by where they were.
Yeah, he's been literally watching them the entire time, and she's been worrying about a security camera.
No, I just don't think Rocky's included the detail that he re-emerged, because I'm sure earlier on she was like, the youngish man was nowhere to be seen.
He's at least seeing her vagina now.
He said he would bring up some wine to Belinda's room as soon as he'd located some more ice. Peter, now carrying both glasses of the swirling golden brown liquid, followed Belinda's seductively swaying ass up the main staircase to her room.
Like a camel.
Arabian Nights, following Belinda.
Seductively swaying.
Once inside, Belinda immediately removed her red jacket and asked Peter to do the honours with her riding boots.
First the left, then the right, board.
Can't she take her own off?
It's seductive, James.
It's not seductive.
Have a sip first, my dear. It's too good to delay any longer. Belinda sat down on the edge of the bed and sipped her brandy. Besides, I'd like to fuck you with your boots on. They're extremely sexual in their own way, you know.
Oh, Peter.
He's got a lot of fetishes, hasn't he, this Peter?
Symbols.
Symbols, mud.
Boots.
Belinda.
Belinda.
Yeah, she is a fetish. She's niche.
She's the fetish all of her own. Belinda murmured, if only you knew their origins, and lay back on the bed, anticipating Peter's desire. It only took Peter Rouse 25 seconds to remove his clothes.
Why so specific? And also, was everything velcroed?
That's got to be a record.
25 seconds for all of his clothes, but for Belinda's...
Boots.
Jodhpurs, was it? Or boots?
It's taken a chapter and a half.
Seriously, on and off they are.
It only took Peter Rouse 25 seconds to remove his clothes and position himself beside Belinda on the bed.
Nothing says sexy like, so eager. Ready! Don't waste any time.
I feel like he left one sock on or something.
He grabbed her cervix.
Oh!
This is the third cervix mentioned within two chapters.
No, oh I'm sorry. I feel... I have to say something here. He's going to kill her. He's actually going to do some serious internal damage. And if we don't stop him, I don't know who will.
Oh, my God.
And he grabbed her ... boob, breast nipple.
Hand.
Face. Whatever.
Grabbed her face.
Better than cervix. I don't think Rocky's the only one that's ignorant about the cervix. So I'm just going to Google for you really quick. Do you see that bracketed area? That's vagina.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like a map of the UK.
Okay, that we have to deal with later. I'll do geography next time. So, the cervix isn't part of the vagina, guys, okay? The cervix, as you can see, is almost grazing the lung. It's quite northerly,
yeah, you
okay?
Have to get quite far in there,
if you were talking about the UK, James, we'd be in Inverness, all right?
Wow.
Okay?
That was a useful diagram. Thank you, Alice.
You're welcome. And I'll show you one more thing. The opening of the cervix is called the Oz. The cervical Oz allows menstrual blood to flow out from the vagina during menstruation. During pregnancy, the cervical Oz closes to help keep the fetus in the uterus until birth. Should you be grabbing that? Should you be compromising the structure of that?
God, every day's a school day, isn't it?
Well, it is today.
I think this is the key bit of information that I feel like Rocky maybe didn't know.
Okay.
Approximately half the cervix length is visible with appropriate medical equipment. The remainder lies above the vagina, beyond view.
Wow.
Okay, guys? If you're grabbing that, you've gone wrong.
Wow.
His penis was already well aroused, and Belinda knew it would take only a little bit of extra encouragement to make it rock solid. She started to massage his chest, concentrating on his nipples.
Why is everyone massaging each other's chests?
It's sensual.
Do boys like having their nipples rubbed?
No.
Not really.
Didn't think so.
She then dipped her right forefinger into her brandy glass and rubbed it onto his upper body, making a delicate figure of eight in a clockwise motion over his stomach.
Symbols.
She's a symbol merchant herself.
And actually, the naked shape of a woman does look like an eight.
Do you think she's writing down what time breakfast is? Breakfast ends at eight.
Peter relaxed, lay on his back, and let Belinda's tongue follow the pattern of the brandy. His cock shuddered.
Ew! I think he's having a fit.
Well, his cock is.
His cock shuddered, and Belinda lifted herself onto it. Ugh. Slowly, slowly, she went.
Is that the line?
Yeah. Slowly, slowly, she went down on his hard penis, and when she felt it had fully entered her, she started to grind her pubic bone against his.
Oh.
Peter started to groan in time to her motion. His voice became more intense as Belinda increased the friction between their two bodies.
The friction you need to complete your ejaculation.
I'm sensing he's going to be completing his ejaculation. Within a minute, he orgasmed, and white semen came trickling out of Belinda's vagina.
White. 25 seconds he's naked. In a minute he's come.
Yeah. Wow. Not as impressive sexually as he may like to think.
Maybe Belinda is just so intoxicatingly sexy that you just can't help yourself.
I refer you to the photo on the cover of the book. Not, I wouldn't say intoxicating. Intoxicated.
Yeah. Within a minute, he orgasmed and white semen came trickling out of Belinda's vagina.
No stamina.
Within a minute.
Trickling.
I love that we all had different things there to enjoy.
Belinda immediately caught the escaping liquid with her forefinger. And
what?
And once again traced the figure of eight pattern onto Peter's abdomen.
Is she possessed? What's going on?
And once again traced the figure of eight pattern onto Peter's abdomen.
What? Why?
God knows.
Don't play with your food. I mean, don't play with it. Horrible.
And why, when these two get together, do they insist on, like, drawing symbols on each other?
Your
and...
first instinct is not to go, oh, quick, catch it.
Is it so precious that everyone has
what
to,
is this?
It's
what
like
is...
myrrh.
The most precious of all the gifts to baby Jesus.
He groaned more deeply and cried out as if in torment. More, 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 Belinda.
I picture it more.
Myrrh,
myrrh. Oh, man.
Shh, my darling Peter.
Shh, shushy. Yeah. Shush now, Peter. I'm just picturing him like, shush.
Shut up.
Shh, my darling Peter. You will get as much as you need, trust me. Belinda continued the deep sexual movement until Peter again orgasmed.
Sorry, what?
I don't think that's possible in such quick succession.
Didn't he do this before in the maze? He, like, came and then came again. Like, I think he's, like, a superhuman
that
ejaculator.
Within seconds?
Yeah.
I don't think we should be looking to Belinda Blinked as some sort of textbook.
The Oracle of Truth, yeah, that's
as
true.
As a reference text, that is a concerning
It's dodgy,
idea.
Yeah. Belinda continued the deep sexual movement until Peter again orgasmed, this time very deeply. Within seconds, he had fallen unconscious.
Unconscious?
Do you think that bittersweet taste was chloroform?
Within seconds, he had fallen unconscious, deeply asleep, and Belinda withdrew her vagina.
Sorry, not the same thing. Deeply asleep and unconscious are not the same thing.
Also, how do you withdraw your vagina? Surely you withdraw his penis. So she withdrew her vagina, knowing she had hit the target. It took Peter Rouse one complete hour to wake up, and when he did, he felt as if he had shed 20 years of his life. He felt so energetic, so composed, so fulfilled.
He's had a nice nap. I'm not surprised.
Better kip will do that.
He looked around the hotel bedroom until he saw the naked Belinda sitting on a casual chair watching him wake up.
Oh,
creepy
great.
Much. Some naked woman's like staring at you as you wake up.
Morning, Pete.
I like watching you sleep, Pete.
I want to be your girlfriend, Pete.
Belinda, he stammered. That was stupendous.
Stupendous.
You make me sick, Peter.
I feel so very good, so very alive. What did you do to me?
What are you suggesting, Peter?
I don't like this line of questioning.
Peter, we just had good old-fashioned sex. It's what we both wanted. And when you get what you want, you feel great.
Simple as. I'm loving
it. This is Belinda's mantra.
There's no mystery to it.
Peter nodded slowly, as if realising he had missed something important, but couldn't just quite remember what it was.
Her personality, that's what's missing.
Okay, but thank you very, very much.
What has happened to Peter? He's such a sap.
He's lost so confused.
His grasp of the English language. It's like he's learning to speak as he's saying.
He's as confused as we are reading Belinda Blink.
How long was he passed out for? Because if you're out cold for too long, like, you may be some kind of synapse issues.
He's
or...
definitely concussed. Okay, but thank you very, very much. Peter, it's all my pleasure, and thank you for your business order.
Oh.
Is that process now?
It's gone through.
When he was out, she was like, chuk, on one of those old-fashioned credit card machines. Done.
Belinda, it's nothing, but could you excuse me? I do need to get back to my wife.
That is what? Shady to say that.
Do we know the other wife?
Is she still at the... She's not.
Oh, she's on one of the chairs.
She's on one of the chairs.
She could have walked into that lobby at any time.
Oh, my God.
Is she staying at the Horse and Jockey?
Jesus. Where else would she be?
Is his wife? The youngish boy? I don't understand.
This is the biggest twist in Belinda Blink so far, I would say.
I can't believe we've used the word twist. Dad, you did it. There's a plot point.
Well.
Belinda, it's nothing. But could you excuse me? I do need to get back to my wife. We both didn't expect me to be out for so long.
What?
Unbelievable.
So rude.
Belinda smiled and said, Peter, that's no problem. I'll see you Thursday afternoon in your Amsterdam offices.
Okay, so Belinda either already knew or doesn't give a shit.
I think the latter.
Didn't expect him to take so long, by the way. How much faster could Peter have been? 25 yeah. seconds for clothes off, a minute for the sex.
Maybe falling asleep.
Yeah,
oh, you're right.
I'll see you Thursday afternoon in your Amsterdam offices. That's a date, he replied. I'm so looking forward to it. But you must experience Amsterdam at night, and we'll get you back to London on the late afternoon Friday flight. Back to admin. Jeez. Yeah. I'm sensing the chapters winding down. Also, I don't want to be a marriage counsellor or anything, but his wife is going to smell a rat when he bounds in, chipper as you like, at 3 a.m.
Covered in brandy and his own jizz.
Oh, God.
Quite the cocktail.
I'll make the arrangements and bring some evening wear. Not too much, Belinda. Not too much, said Peter, as he let himself out of the room.
I don't think there's any worry of Belinda bringing too many clothes.
I don't think that's something she's ever been accused of.
Well, that's the end of chapter 11.
Right.
So next chapter, we hopefully will rejoin Belinda and maybe Peter.
Well, what's the next chapter called?
The next chapter is called The Night Receptionist.
The youngish man!
She's not going to sleep, is she? She's going to shag her way through the night. She's an absolute machine.
With the youngish man?
Well, do you know what? Maybe they'll just play billiards. Who knows? But if Belinda blinked...
They can't be the two options.
If Belinda blinked thus far is the only thing to go by, they will be having hot or mediocre sex.
In the meantime, if you want to get in touch about the confusing chapter that we've just heard or any of the previous ones, then you can get in touch on Instagram. That's My Dad Wrote A.
Twitter, as always, is Dad Wrote A Porno.
And you can get us on Facebook too. It's My Dad Wrote A Porno. That's the page.
Okay, so let's reconvene next week in the lobby. See you there?
With the brandy.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.